We wanted to win the game tonight, finish the night top of the league. We haven't done it, apart from the first 10, 12 minutes, whatever it was. We were poor, to be honest. It was a poor start. As a team in general, we didn't deal with the way they played well enough in the first 10, 12 minutes. After that, we've been totally dominant and not got the goal we probably deserved. But that game is perfect for them. That's the way they play. They scored an early goal. If they score first, they're hard to break down. If we score first, it's a totally different game, but we haven't done that. That was a game plan. And after that, they've defended their box, defended deep, which is the way they've done it a lot this season, and they do it well. And we haven't broken down. So, yeah, it's tough to take. We have a weekend off now. See what else happens. There'll be lots of twists and turns, I'm sure. But we have to pick ourselves up again on Monday and make sure we win the last two and see what happens from there.
You've won five straight games to get into this position, and yet you're paying for a poor 15 minutes. It's so cruel, isn't it? That's all that's cost you.
Yeah, that's football, and that's this league in particular. It's like I said, it's you never know what's going to happen. That's why, you know, it's no foregone conclusion in the next couple of weeks. But we're really disappointed. We're really deflated. But as you've seen out there, after the initial setback, it's a rubbish goal to lose a game on. But after that, shown character, endeavour. Lads have given everything. The crowd stayed behind us all game. It was a brilliant atmosphere, and unfortunately, we just haven't given them the goal that everyone wanted. But you'll see that in the next 2 weeks. We'll bounce back. There's plenty of character in that dressing room, plenty of fighting spirit, and still belief that we'll do it. You know, whether we do it the hard way or not, we'll do it. And at the end of the day, we've got to make sure we dust ourselves off better than anyone else.
I think the Middlesbrough tactics, the delaying tactics, were frustrating the fans. I'm sure they frustrated you as well, but in the circumstances, could you understand it? Would you have done the same?
I wouldn't do the same, no. But credit to them, like I said, they've defended their box extremely well. I don't like all that stuff when you go down. I had a word with their keeper after the game. It's like their prerogative, that's the way they want to do it. But they've come in, obviously that is a perfect away performance. Like I said, and credit to them, they've done what they do really well. We play slightly different way, and unfortunately it's not worked for us tonight. And on to the next one, forget about that, move on. Is what it is, they've gone away winners. We haven't picked up the points we wanted. But like I say now, all the focus is looking ahead and seeing what happens.
Alex Neil has just talked about using what you're feeling now as motivation to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, for sure. It's been an up and down season, but that's the lowest I've felt for sure. And I'm sure the boys will be in the same. Because before the game, coming into it, the way we're playing, the confidence we have, we spoke about a good start. I didn't see us getting beat tonight, and that's not complacency or arrogance. It was a confidence we got in each other and in the team at the minute because of the run we've been on. But if you look at the results under the gaffer, since he's come in, it's been brilliant. If we carry that on again, now we have to go on a little mini run again. So that's all we have to do. I'm sure we'll have things to work on. We'll analyse this game, and you know, at this stage of the season, there's things you can always pick up and improve. But games are different at this stage of the season. There's so much on it, and unfortunately, like I said, I think for 75, 80 minutes we've dominated everything and come away with nothing. But that's football sometimes. And I'm sure it's happened to us at times when we've been on the receiving end of a good performance from other teams and we've nicked it, and that's the way it's gone.